The Coach Q Show is sponsored by Hooters. You know, it's not just a great wing joint. It's Hooters. It's America's way of life.
We forgot to give you the Hooters card for your birthday yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
I'll tell you how good Hooters is. So I'm in, where was I last week? Orlando. And in Orlando, there was a question about a local restaurant that came up. And asked the kid who was at the golf course, who was, he wasn't a caddy, but he was one of the bag room guys. And said, hey, there's this restaurant. Here's the name of it. What do you think? And he goes, it's good. It's fine. But have you guys been to Hooters? The wings are great.
Aw, cool is that?
He's not lying.
Nope, they are.
Good wings.
Yeah.
I don't know where that card is. I was supposed to have it last, and I never got it. So it's missing.
It seems like Dave brings it up a lot, and the guilty parties usually bring it up.
No, I think Jake took it.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mike Jacobson, sure.
Should get the security footage from the Hooters over there in Ontario and just see if we see Ennett eating wings at the bar with sauce and cheese kind of
dripping.
I eat them with a knife and fork, so that wouldn't be me.
A kale wing.
The Coach, Joel Quenneville, joins us now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I'm glad we're continuing this tradition where neither one of us get the other anything. I think it's the way to go. And thanks for getting up in Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Jets, great story. But, you know, Nashville and Tampa Bay have already hit 100 points. I mean, they're just playing out of their minds.
Well, there's some good teams this year. And I got Winnipeg in the middle of that mix. But Nashville's probably on the best roll anybody's had throughout most of the year here. Tampa's been pretty good all year long. I still think Boston's in that mix of a real strong team. There's probably four or five teams that are going to be fighting it out to the end for the President's Trophy. And a lot of other playoff races are still going to be determined as well. So there's a lot to be sorted out here, and not a lot of games left to sort it as well.
I'm just talking to folks here in the studio. This Sunday, the Blues at the Madhouse on Madison come to play the Blackhawks at 6:30. It's the last weekend home game of the season. Can you believe that?
No, it's gone by relatively quick, not as fast as other years. It seems like, you know, St. Louis will have a very important game. We got them three times, and we got these guys three times. So it's half our games against these two teams, Winnipeg and St. Louis. And, you know, I think these teams will be needing these points, so it'll be a good test for us.
Taves, the captain, seems to have broken out a little bit, getting some points on the board he wasn't earlier. You see anything different in his game?
Taser's been fine for me all year long. I think that whether he's scoring points or not, I still think he does a lot of good things. And I think defensively, he's always got structure. And a lot of times he gets playing against other teams' best players. And but with you know, all of a sudden you get Kaner on his line and you get Sauter on his line, there's they're more of a threat offensively. There's more danger. They have the puck a lot more. And they're working together a little bit on the power play as well. So it's a quality time for them. I think they like playing with one another. And but I still think Taser's been he's been pretty consistent all year.
Do you see a difference in John Hayden's game in the two games he's been back up?
I thought he came back immediately, gave us a presence in Boston. I thought he got into the game, you know, physically right off the bat, scored a nice goal. I think that in his game, I think he gives us some size, a really good job, but net presence for us, getting in front of the net on a power play as well. It's a good opportunity for him to try to carve out a niche there of being a net front guy and not just power play, but five on five as well. But he, you know, he's got some strength to his game. He's got some abrasiveness, and it's a nice addition with him taking advantage of a short amount of time here. Let's see how he does here down these last few games here.
Well, with that in mind, how much evaluating do you anticipate taking place here over the final dozen games or so as you look to see how these guys fit in towards next year?
No, I think we're always evaluating, and I think that when you're looking at players, you know, as far as whether who's going to be playing with who, or are they going to be here, or are they going to be, you know, contractually, there's a lot of decisions that have got to be made individually. You know, their play and the consistency of their play has a lot to do with making those decisions.
A lot of people in the media are saying you shouldn't play Corey Crawford again. A, is he ready to play? And B, when he is ready, are you thinking about not playing him?
Well, we were optimistic before that he'd be back playing, and now we're, with the timeline being short as it is, you know, we're not so optimistic right now, but we'll see. We'll keep trying to see how close he is to getting back on the ice and then evaluate it then.
And let's wrap this up with the gifts that we didn't get each other by me asking you. If you could have one thing in the off season, would it be a big body in the middle? And here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a Steve Cochran size, but with skill and athleticism. That's what I'm talking about. Would that be on your wish list?
You're talking to like a net front guy, big guy that can
Shoot
the puck, like
guy that goes down the middle.
We're going to be a guy that we're going to be playing tonight.
Yeah.
Who should do that job for us?
Dustin Butlin.
We'll see. Yeah. There you go.
Wouldn't you like a big body like that?
Yeah, he's a you know, nobody does it better than him.
Yeah, so that's what we need. We got to get a big body in the middle. But again.
But with not you?
With skill and athleticism.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Oh, yeah. Well, speed. I think speed, athleticism as well. So those three components are important. Hey, Coach, thanks for getting up. I'd say enjoy Winnipeg, but I don't know what to recommend.
All right.
It's a nice enough town, isn't it? There's stuff to do there.
Nothing wrong with Winnipeg.
There you go. All right, enjoy the day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, see you, bye.